On the show today, we have Westera Credit Union's very own Jay Champion talking about their big unveiling of their new logo, colors, website, the whole nine yards. But that's just scratching the surface. There is a lot more that this credit union is doing for not only for their employees and their members and the community. Oh my gosh, a lot's going on here, and Jay tells us all about it. Check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jay Champion from Westera Credit Union. Jay, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks a bunch. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you as well again. This time we're recorded, obviously, but last time you mentioned to me that it was at GAC, and oh my gosh, how weird is that? That was like the last show, last conference that many of us attended as well. So, but we'll be getting back to that next year, that sounds like.
I think so. Yeah, like real live human beings in three dimensions.
I know. How weird is that going to be?
So, it'd be good. It'd be great.
No, it'd be great. It's going to be fantastic. Hey, speaking of fantastic, you guys at your credit union, Westera Credit Union, you guys just unveiled a new logo, new colors, a new website. Oh my gosh, excitement abound at your credit union. So, but I wanted to start off, why the change? What sparked this idea to kind of rebrand, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, we decided to refresh the brand to signify that something new and exciting is going on at Westera. You know, Westera has been around since 1934, had a great legacy, had a great reputation for awesome service, consistently ranked as a Forbes best in state, you know, Bauer 5-star rating. Somebody told me when I first got there that, you know, they felt like we were kind of one of the best kept secrets in Denver credit unions. And I'm like, well, we need to let the world know about this great secret, you know? And also we've been doing a lot of listening to our members. So, you know, what they said was, we love you, but we really want better technology tools. And we want these improvements and the expectations. And we all know this, right? We're reading this everywhere.
Yep.
The expectations of today's consumer, especially after COVID, have really changed. And so, you know, we really know that we had to do this renovation. We think about it as a renovation, less than a transformation, because mm-hmm. just like you renovate your house, you might put new cabinets, doors, windows, paint, roof, you know, but you keep the bones of keep what was really good to start with. Mm-hmm. And there was so much good to start with. But so, yeah, we had a new brand new website refresh, got a new mark there. If you can see it.
And you got your logo on the sleeve too, right?
We got our type here on the sleeve. This is my new swag jacket.
Looks good.
And we try to be humbly proud about it, but we think it's really neat. We've gotten a ton of really positive feedback, a lot of activity on social media, and a lot of positive comments from members. One member even said, "Wow, I love your new website. It makes me feel young."
Yeah, it's a good looking website, and we'll get a little screenshot of it here as well. But and also, I like the timing of this is really important as well, as we kind of come out of the COVID cocoon that we've all been in for, you know, a year and a half or so. But it just the timing just seems really right for something like this, you know, kind of like you said, kind of a refresh, a renovation, and let's start new and with some really cool products and services, digital, of course. So. So the timing sounds right as well, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I think people are looking for institutions that value what they value. They're looking for institutions that make it easy to do business with. Mm-hmm. And so what our new brand is really conveying is really the core of who we are and our purpose, which is to teach one another to prosper. And we believe that's really what we're here to do, is to teach our members and to help our community learn how to have less stress about their money, how to manage their money. Yeah. That's what we heard from our focus groups, is that people don't necessarily get that at home growing up. And, you know, some schools have financial literacy training, mm-hmm. Some don't, but, you know, people aren't real comfortable with their money. You know, and we've all read the stats about how many Americans can't make a $400 emergency purchase.
Yeah.
And how many people are losing sleep at night over money? Well, you know, we believe we're out to change that for our membership, and we're out to change that and send a message that doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great segue into my next question about some of the other changes that have occurred at Westera. You guys have done not only have you kind of refreshed the brand, but you have done some things inside the office for, inside your organization for the members. One of the ones that really stood out to me, and I'm seeing this more and more out there, is that the elimination of all overdraft fees and non-sufficient fund fees on checking accounts. That's a biggie these days. So a lot of people are doing this out there. So, and you guys are right there in the mix.
Well, we felt like it was the right thing to do. We think it's time. We think it's time that we move past that as a credit union and really teach people about the other tools they have. That doesn't mean that we're not going to take care of them if they have to go a little bit negative. You know, we're still going to pay those transactions up to those the amounts, but we're not just not going to ding them with a $31 fee anymore. What we are going to do is really then work with, you know, because it's always a small percentage of your population that, mm-hmm. that uses yeah. that and generates those fees. And what we want to do is really have a conversation with them and encourage them to talk to us about other tools, about automatic savings, about then transferring it from savings, about we have an overdraft line of credit, which is a very affordable option to do that with. And we also, you know, eventually we'll be able to tie that to maybe a credit card account that they have with us if that's the way they want to do it. But really it's about helping people get out of the cycle of having to use overdraft protection mm-hmm. because it's expensive. And so we want to help show them a better way.
Yep.
And by making a statement that we don't charge fees, it also makes a statement we believe about what we value. Yeah. And it's about that helping to teach you to prosper. You know, there's a practical side to that as well, and that is that you know, if you look at the features of a fintech's account, Chime, get paid early, no fees, mm-hmm. N26. That's our competition. That's who I really think that we as a credit union movement industry are competing with. When Jamie Dimon said last year, we all ought to be scared. I won't repeat the word he said.
Yeah.
Of the fintechs, you know, we all ought to be paying attention to that. And so that's a feature of our new account. We call it Everyday Money Account, Everyday mm-hmm. Spending Money Account, right? Get paid early. No fees.
Awesome.
And, you know, why do we call them checking accounts anymore anyway? I mean, you know,
no idea.
How many checks do you write a month?
I mean, maybe one if I'm lucky.
Right. I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I bought checks. I write maybe one a month. And now I've started using more of the automated payment methods, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a son who's going to be graduating from high school not too long from now. He's never written a check. He's had a checking account for 5 years, but he's mm-hmm. never written a check. The younger consumers, they don't think about it as a checking account. And so neither do many people that have, it doesn't matter your age. I know a lot of septuagenarians that have adopted payment with this too. Oh, so why do we call it a checking account?
Exactly.
There's no checks.
Exactly. Yeah. Checks are bye-bye, unfortunate. Well, maybe fortunate. I'm not sure. I'm just glad not too many people write them in the grocery store anymore while you're standing in line. So,
yeah.
Thank you goodness that's over. But anyway, that's a whole nother
thing. You show. Know, on the new account, it will give people checks if they want checks. Sure, you know, they sure. can ask us for checks. But for the most part, it comes with a debit card. It's got a five-minute, our account opening process. We build it with a technology partner. Totally safe, secure, uses goes through about 30 or 40 databases on the back, including LexisNexis, has a selfie, take a picture of yourself
right
to get the ID if the ID is required.
Mm-hmm.
We say you can do it in 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Actually, the average time is somewhere around 4 minutes and 40 seconds from hi, how are you, to the account is funded and you're dropped into the online banking process and your debit card's on the way. So we built that with our technology partners and really have built a tech stack, which is totally API-driven, centered on MuleSoft, and then we have a number of different technology partners that we're developing with because that's what the fintechs are doing. And we, you know, that's the consumer expectation these days is to get to that bar of service.
So I like how you're kind of covering all the angles here, because obviously you're doing the kind of the rebrand refresh, and then you're doing some really cool things for your members, you know, eliminating the overdraft fees and the NSF fees as well. And then doing these everyday money accounts, and then adopting or implementing these really cool technology, digital services for your members. So you're catching it from all different angles, but you're really on top of it. I mean, you're really on top of the latest trends, and that shows me that you guys realize what's going on out there. And when I see my credit union out here in San Diego doing that, like, that just enhances my loyalty. That enhances my trust in them. So I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going on with your members as well, when you're doing this type of stuff for them.
Well, we've seen it. We've seen, you know, the good results of the changes we've made. I know there's more of that coming later. You know, they're all proof points to what you're trying to do with your purpose, right? Mm-hmm. These are all things that we think are totally aligned with why we exist and what we're here to do. You know, some other things we're trying to do, you know, energy efficiency loans, we rolled that product out. We have a close-on-time guarantee for home loans. We'll pay both sides $500 if we miss a deadline.
Wow.
You know, we've put a lot of new digital tools for financial awareness on the website, and we've continued our school grant program. We're continuing a lot of things that have been done at Westera for a long time, trying to add these new things so that we really live into that purpose. It doesn't come without a lot of hard work and some pretty big investments, but we really believe we're trying to build the infrastructure and the people and the processes and the culture that'll carry us 10 to 20 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Very few things worthwhile come without a lot of hard work. So you guys are living it right now. So what advice do you have for, just kind of wrap up here, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there looking to do some similar things that you guys have been doing? You know, the brand refresh, the elimination of the overdraft fees, you know, the grants to schools, the digital offering, all that type of stuff. What, just based on what you guys have experienced, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who may be on the fence?
Yeah, you know, let me start with this. We believe we're doing some cool stuff. There's lots of other credit unions doing some great stuff too. I mean, I'm addicted to LinkedIn, looking at and seeing what the leaders on in our industry are doing.
I mean, yeah, me too.
ViStar is doing some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alliant, there's tons of people, even people in our category, our size category. You know, if you watch them, and even, you know, the great part is we're no credit union. We all still are willing to help each other and collaborate and give each other advice. You know, talking with friends back at University Federal in Austin, you know, just about how they're doing, how they're viewing the transformational world we're in today too. So, you know, I guess the takeaways I've had from this process though are, you know, listen to your membership. We did a ton of brand research. We did in-home video interviews with people. We did focus groups. We did statistically valid sample surveys by email, you know, about the brand, about people's impressions about it and what they really want from a financial institution going forward. And you see that reflected in our messaging today.
Mm-hmm.
We also did a lot of research actually about those colors. We went to, we actually went to Pantone and had sample color palettes. We sent them out to a panel of members and non-members.
Really? Wow.
And so we used a lot of data behind it.
Yeah.
And that helped bring the organization along. And it also helped make, you know, bring the board's awareness along about, you know, what people are expecting today and what, you know, what they want out of the institution. And then even things like the colors, you know, so all of it, you know, it's a pretty long process. It probably took us upwards of almost 2 years from the time we said, hey, let's go do all this to where we are today. But it's totally worth it because, you know, it's resonating with members and we know it's going to improve people's experience and really help power our future growth.
Yeah.
So a lot of people out there doing a lot of really cool stuff right now. I just encourage people not to do nothing because if
exactly.
You do nothing,
yep.
I'm afraid the industry, the financial services industry is just going to leave us.
Completely, completely. Yeah. Yeah. Don't sit on the couch. You got to get up and go do something. So for sure. Yeah. Wise, wise words. All right. Well, Jay, I know you got a lot on your plate, and because what we just talked about today, I can't imagine what your schedule must look like, but we thank you for your time. Any final thoughts to wrap up here? Any final words?
No, always happy to make time for you, Mike, and also just share a little lessons learned with the rest of our credit union friends out there. And thanks for what you do every day.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great program, and always informative, interviewing good people and leaders in our industry. And just encourage everybody to reach out if you have any questions. And like I said, follow us on LinkedIn. We'll follow you back. Just love to learn from each other.
That's right. That's right. All right. Good stuff, Jay. Thank you very much again. Appreciate it. Congrats on all the success that you guys have getting and rolling this, the rebrand out or the refresh out, and on all the really cool things that you're doing for your members and the community as well. Oh my gosh, really above and beyond the Call of Duty type stuff. So well done, and keep up the good work. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You are welcome.